So we're here on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So the goal for today would be to try to finish the perek. I don't know if anybody brought any schnapps.
A little bit of a seal on the perek if we finish it.
Best I could do.
All right. So what we did on Tuesday was the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish according to Rashi's Peshat. What we want to do today, Be'ezer Hashem, is to understand this sugya according to Tosfos. That's this Tosfos on the top of your page here, Chilko. And we have footnote number Yud here, which we photocopied, and I hope everybody has a copy. If not, I have an extra copy here. Now, there are a number of principles that we established so far based on Rashi, and I want to just review them. And we should highlight the following. Number one, we know that Avraham and Achai is a chidush. And that's based on the fact that you chai for what? Gidin Vatsamos. You remember that. Mm-hmm. With regard to a chidush, we have a principle called Ein Lecha Bo El Mifidusho V'Elech. And the Gemara therefore thinks that the halacha of Moshe Misinai of Kizayis B'tei Achilas Pras might not apply in the case of Avraham and Achai, which means that let's say he ate a half a zayis at point T1. Then, let's say, 7 minutes, 8 minutes pass by, and he eats the second half of the zayis of Avraham Achai at point T2. In general, as far as Macholos Asuras are concerned, we have a principle of Tziruf, and that's called Bichdei Achilas Pras. Let's say, within the span of 8 minutes, all Achilos join together and are linked to form one Achila. This Halacha Moshe Misinai applies universally, but the exception to the rule is going to be Avraham and Achai. Because of the chidush of Avraham and Achai, the halacha Moshe Misinai of Tziruf does not apply. And that was based on our sugya here in Chulin. We had a long discussion on Yom Shlishi about the sugya in Zvachim, which operates with a whole different set of premises, but we're not going to review that right now. Therefore, when Reb Shimon Lakish asked Reb Yochanan Chilko Mibachutz Mahu, what happens if you ate half a kizayis of Avraham and Achai? That's what you put into your mouth, and that's what you ate. Subsequently, you ate the other half of the kizayis, and even if the two half a zaysim were eaten within the period of Kidei Achilas Pras, nevertheless, Amale, Reb Yochanan answered, Potter. The halacha Moshe Misinai of Kizayis B'Achilas Pras doesn't apply. So whereas in all other Isurim, let's say for example, I eat a half a Zayis of Nevela, or Basar B'Cholov, or Dam, and then I eat another half a Zayis of Nevela, Basar B'Cholov, or Dam, I'm Chayev, and I get Malkus for that, because it was both half a Zayis were eaten within the period of Kidei Achilas Pras. That halacha of Tziruf does not apply with regard to Avraham and Achai. The next highlight of this sugya is called Chilko Mibifnim Mai. And the way we interpret it based on Rashi is that he took the entire kizayis of Avraham and Achai into his mouth, so that itself is a mitzaref. So Bevasachas, he's got a kizayis in his mouth of Avraham and Achai, and that's fine. But he doesn't swallow it together as one whole kizayis, but rather he chews it up. That's called chilko mibifnim. And Rabbi Yochanan says, in response to Reish Lakish, chayef, that in this case, since he put the entire zayis into his mouth, bevasachas, as one whole, that's enough of a mitzarev, it's irrelevant if he chews it up and breaks it up into small pieces later and swallows it piecemeal. Now we get to Ravin. Ravin has a different transmission. According to him, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about this very case of Chilko Mibifnim. Everybody agrees that if Chilko Mibachutz, in the case of Avraham and Achai, is Potter. What happens if it was Chilko Mibifnim? Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayev. Reish Lakish says he's Potter. Rabbi Yochanan says he's Chayev. Because Rabbi Yochanan defines Achila, even with regard to Avraham and Achai, as Hanas Grono. Hanos Grono means that close to the Beis HaBliya, right before he swallows it, he gets a pleasure, an achila of a full kezayis. Now it's true, he's going to have to swallow that kezayis piecemeal, first half his eyes and the other half his eyes. So on its way down to the Me'ayim, there is a need of tziruf. There's no tziruf of the two chatzizesim. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require any sort of tziruf in the Bnei Me'ayim. Rabbi Yochanan says that the tziruf is in the achila per se, and that defines the placing of the entire kezayis into his mouth as one whole, plus the fact that in the Beis HaBliya, before he swallows it, he's got a full kezayis, that's called Hanas Grono. If you take A plus B, that's enough to be Machai of you, even in the case of A Menachai. Reish Lakish says, on the other hand, we need what's called Me'ov. We need a Metzaref of Me'ov, which means as it goes down into Me'ayim, it's got to be a full kezayis. And the Gemara objects, according to Reish Lakish, how could you ever be Chayav for a kezayis of Achilas Eirev and Achai? How is it humanly possible for the entire kezayis to be swallowed in one hole? And the Gemara says that for that we have an anatomical structure which is in the yerech of an animal, in the thigh. It's called grumisa ze'erosa, a small bone that's located in the thigh, and that bone happens to be mostly bone and sinew. It has very little flesh, very little basar, and the way that you eat it is by swallowing it in one fell swoop. So although it's not kiderech, you know, I mentioned the other day that, you know, you have to drive yourself crazy if you have the chumrah of matzah b'liachas, you know, try to survive it without calling the ambulance, calling Magen David Adom, you know. But there is one case, and it's actually a full aver where it's normal to swallow it whole, a full kezayis. And that's called this grumisa ze'erasa. And therefore, Reish Lakish would say that the only time you chay for aver and achay, if you eat it b'vasachas, and you need me'ov b'vasachas, achilas me'ayim to be mitzayif, is only in this case of grumisa ze'erasa. And obviously that's a very strange kind of situation to conclude that this is the only case where Reish Lakish would recognize Yechiv for Eva Menachai.
This is less than a kezayit, right?
No, it's a full kezayis.
The Gemarita?
Yeah, but you have to add the etzem itself. In other words, the boss itself is a fraction of a kezayis. But when you add the gid and the etzem, it creates a kezayis, a small fraction of which is basar. But he's able to swallow the whole thing in one fell swoop. That's Rashi. What we want to do today is understand this sugya according to Tosfos. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Chilko Mibachutz Pirush Bekuntres Kezayis Eiver Menachai Chilko Lishnayim Kodem Shiitnenu L'toch Piv V'Ochal Zel Levado V'Achakach Ochal Chetzio Hasheni Levado. He eats two half a zesim, one after the other. What was the havam in Yishvichayev? After all, you have to eat a kezayis. These were two separate achilos. And the answer is that in universal terms, in Machos Asuras, we have a principle called kezayis bichdei achilos frastim yimitzayv two achilos. Mashma, says Tosfos, it seems according to Rashi, Dimnosan shnei achalokim befiv, had he placed both half a zeisim into his mouth, ubalon bevasachas, and he had swallowed them together in one whole swallow, chayev lekuli alma, that would not be an issue. Rashi is saying the issue is that there was a split of the two halves of the kezayis outside of his mouth. If not for that, had he taken the entire kezayis into his mouth and swallowed it with vasachas, everyone would agree that yechayev. V'ein nira. And now we're up to question number one of Tosfos. Tosfos can attack Rashi, as we'll soon see, with two major questions. And this footnote is going to try to defend Rashi against those two questions. Tosfos is not going to bother defending Rashi. He's going to just completely upshlug Rashi based on these two questions and offer an alternative approach to the sugya. What's Tosfos' first objection? A Niridim came. What are you telling me? My Kasha Leila Reish Lakish, the Gemara is going to ask about Chilkomi Bifnim. How is it possible that you could swallow the entire Kazayas? Bivasachas. Tosfos says, I don't understand the premise of the question. Is it impossible, humanly impossible, to swallow an entire Kazayas in one fell swoop? I'm reading Perek Bas with the Yuma, at the end of Masech the Yuma. The Gemara defines the size of the Beis Abliya. Beis Abliya Machzik, Kibbeitzas, Tarnagoles. It has the size of an egg of a chicken. The Gedoli Yosef Mikagrogeris, which is greater than a Grogeris. Now, how much is a Grogeris? So Tosfos says, for that you have to learn Masech the Erevin, for Erev Tchumin, which where you need, in order to extend your ability to walk out beyond 2,000 amah, you need mazon shtei seudos. And the Gemara says, the ikar kama grogeres besuda shel eruv. Ugrogeres gedola yosem mikizayis. So grogeres is greater than a kizayis, and yet a beitzas tarnagolas is greater than a grogeres. So ipso facto, a beitzas tarnagolas is greater than a kizayis. And if the Gemara establishes the Beis HaBliya is large enough to hold a Beitzas Tarnagoles, then how much more so, since that's even greater than in size than a Grogeris, how much more so it can hold a Kizayis? So, according to Rashi, and we'll see how Tosfos circumvents or sides, skirts this question, why would the Gemara object to Reish Lakish and say, well, how can you possibly swallow a Kazayis Vasachas? It's impossible. Well, what do you mean it's impossible? A Kazayis is smaller than a Grogeris. A Grogeris is smaller than a Beitzas Tarnagoles. And yet, the Beis HaBliya can hold a full Beitzas Tarnagoles. And therefore, ipso facto, could hold a complete Kazayis, for sure. That's kasha number one. The ode. Now we get to question number two. The chihechi. Let's apply the logic of Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisha chilko mibachutz. If he cuts it in half outside before he takes it into his mouth, v'nichem v'asachas v'tok piv mechayev l'Rabbi Yochanan. The ozel basar achilas piv l'fisha nene grono. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if he would divide it up on the outside, but he puts it all into his mouth together, imagine the following scenario, says Tosfos. He takes a kizayis ve'menachai, splits it into two, and then, that's before he puts it in his mouth, then he puts both halves into his mouth simultaneously. Is Rabbi Yochanan would say, ischai, because that's hanoas grona, which means that the achilas piv was a full kizayis bevasachas. It's hachinami. The same logic should apply in Reish Lakish's frame of reference. Afilu bolon bazachar zeh. Reish Lakish puts all the emphasis not on achilas hanos grono, but rather on hanos meayim. So who cares if he chews it up and swallows the kizayis piecemeal, but nevertheless he's chayav Reish Lakish also bos achilas meyav. Before the food is digested, he's got a full kizayis in his intestines. The eno emaralis akel, because it takes a long time until the food is totally digested and converted into a different substance. So it's basically the identical substance. He's got a half a zayis of Eiv Menachai in his belly. Now he swallows the other half a zayis of Eiv Menachai in his belly. The fact that he chewed it up does not remove the shame, the essence of Eiv Menachai. He's got now a full kizayis of Eiv Menachai in his meayim. So just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as you have a full kizayis in your mouth, that's called hanos grono. Your chayim, so to according to Reish Lakish, as long as you have a full kizayis going down into your belly, and at the same time you have one half his eyes in your belly and the other half his eyes in your belly, a full kizayis, you should be chayif hanos meo. And based on these two kashas, the answers to which we'll have to analyze in a few minutes, okay, that's what we're going to see, Tosfos offers an alternative shot. V'nir lefarish. Says Tosis. Dechilko mi bachutz potur. If he splits it in half, he's potur. Before he takes it into his mouth, he splits it into two halves. Afilu ochlo bevasachas. Even if he eats them both at the same time. Why? The be'inon she mechubar bifiv. What's going into his mouth has to be one whole kezayis. V'ya olav shame aver. It's got to be an aver, which is a kezayis, which goes into his mouth. Which means that even though, with regard to other macholas asuras, I don't care what parts or fragments of the nevela, of the kezayis of the nevela you have in front of you, as long as there's one achila of a full kezayis. Not so in the case of Avram and Achai. Here we need, not that the achilas are achilas for kezayis, but that the shame Avram and Achai, as it enters into your pet, has to be a full kezayis. So let's underline those words. V'yeh olav shame aver. When it's going into his mouth, it has to have a shame aver. And why is that so? Mishum dehocha chidushu. To be alma lo mechayev agid v'atzamos that we saw in Rashi. V'alcha mechayev v'elecha bo'ela mechidusho. And therefore, chilko mi bachutz is potur. Aval chilko mi bifnim chayev. Why? Because he put into his mouth a full kezayis, and the derechu shenachalik befiv. Aye, he splits it up into less than a full aver, a full kezayis in his mouth, because he chews it up into smaller pieces. That's already derech. That's already the way you eat something, the normal achila, b'shas l'isa, when you chew it up. So again, according to Rav Yochanan, Lefishitas HaTosvis, you have to get a full kezayis into your mouth. And that's called Chilko Mibachutz Pot. The Chiddush of Rav Yochanan is that once you put into your mouth a full kezayis, it's normal to chew it up and break it down into smaller parts. And then you're chai for Chilko Mibifnim. However, for a Shlokish Pot, I feel Chilko Mibifnim. Reish Lakish says, not only do we need that the full kezayis goes into his mouth, but we also need that the full kezayis is swallowed. L'kach docha kashas al libei, according to Reish Lakish, heichi mishkachas leishi yizkai b'derech achila, meaning, how is it possible that it's a normal kind of blia, which skips the step of le'isa? So again, there are three steps. There's hachnos le'tok peh, there's le'isa, and then there's blia. Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as hachnos le'tok peh is one full aver of an undivided kezayis, has a shame aver menachai, you're chayav, because after that, in stage two, le'isa, when you chop up the kezayis into its component parts, that's already darko b'kach, that's the normal achila. Reish Lakish then goes a step further. He says, not only does it have to be complete when it enters into your mouth, right, lekicha l'toch ha-peh, but you also need a complete kezayis at the second stage, so that the blia will be one complete kezayis. Well, if you've taken a complete kezayis into your mouth and you're swallowing a complete kezayis, then you've skipped over the middle stage called what? Le'isa. How could that be normal, that you don't chew it up? Again, the Gemara never had a problem with swallowing a chewed up kezayis b'vasachas. So you can take a piece of matzah in your mouth on the Leila Seder, chew it up in your mouth, and then gobble down and gulp down an entire kezayis. That's feasible. After all, the Beis Ablia holds even a Beitzas Tarnagolas. But the problem is that it's not normal to do so, to take a full kezayis into your mouth and swallow without chewing it up. So then there's going to be a need for le'isa in between. Says Reish Lakish, if there was le'isa, which is called chilko mibifnim, you're potter in Avram and Achai. So how could you ever be chai if Avram and Achai? So the Gemara answers the case of mishani b'gro misa zi'irasa. The ein adam lo'aso elabolo. there is such reality of something which you take into your mouth as one whole kezayis and you swallow as one whole kezayis, skipping over le'isa, and that's called grumaisa d'zeirusa, which is normally swallowed with vasachas. So again, the difference between Rashi and Tosis is that according to Rashi, clearly if you chew it up inside your mouth, that would be enough to be machayev. Comes along Reish Lakish and says, but after you chew it, you got to swallow it for vasachas. So the Gemara can't tolerate such a position. Tosis, on the other hand, says, what's the problem? You can swallow a full kezayis vasachas. The problem is that Reish Lakish requires that you skip over the step of le'isa and you go directly from le'kicha l'toch piv straight to b'li'a l'toch ha'me'ayim, and it always has to be maintained as one complete kezayis. Whoever does such a thing, it's shalom kedarki.
Beta b'li'a, that's the back, very back part of the mouth?
Right. I don't know what it's called in English. If maybe you have an art scroll, we'll see how he translates beis ha'bli'a, but it means
it's not the
back
mouth.
Of the throat. You know, sometimes you have to take a pill and it's very bitter, so what you do is you try to stick out your tongue and put the pill as far back in your throat as you can. That's called the beis ha'bli'a. All you have to do then is an action of swallowing, gulping it down, and it goes right down. So now, Rabos, I want to show you footnote number Yud here, which you have a copy of. Here's an extra copy if you need one. Oh, you have one. How did you get that? That's pretty impressive.
Magic.
David, okay. I actually deliberately had one printed for you. Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Tosis asks on Rashi, we'll go through the footnote. Shapirish Iker Shaylaso Sharesh Lokish Shashola Savyokan Khilku Khutsoy Sunesha Khilko Sha'achlo Lechatsoy. Rashi says that the normal halacha of kezayis v'tchachis prasim and sarf tu achilos is suspended with regard to Eifim and Achayim, therefore chilko mibachutz, where he eats it in two halves, is potur, mashma. Ilu haya ochlo ubolo b'vasachas, haya chayev lidiri hakol, af shechilko. Meaning, if he would swallow the entire kezayis in one fell swoop, then he'd be chayv going to everyone. So Rabbi Yochanan would say the fact that he has the two halves in his mouth, that's enough to be mechayev him. Correct, because I don't have to wait for kezayis b'chde achilas pras. He has at one moment in time called T1. He's chewing up both zeisim, and then he can swallow it piecemeal. Reish Lakish requires that he swallow it all vasachas. But be that as it may, everyone would agree that if he splits it on the outside, then as long as he eats it all together, he's chayev. So again, Rashi's interpreting that chilko v'vachutz means that he has two separate achilos. It's not just chilko v'vachutz, period, and then he puts both halves into his mouth. Rashi's learning chilko v'vachutz means that he puts one half of his eyes into his mouth, and then when he finishes with that half of his eyes, he puts the other half of his eyes in his mouth. That's when you're potur. But even in the case of Eivim Achai, if he has both halves of the kezayis of Eivim Achai in his mouth simultaneously, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's chayev because the le'isa took place on a full kezayis bevasachas. According to Reish Lakish, he'd be chayev if the bli'ah took place on a full kezayis bevasachas. Tosfos says, if that be the case, question number one, why does the Gemara have a problem with Reish Lakish as far as swallowing a full kezayis vasachas? The beis ha'bli'a is machzik kebeitzas tarnagolas, which is more than a kezayis. That's question number one. Od hikshu, the second question is, just like Rabbi Yochanan holds, that even though it was split on the outside, but it was chewed up on the inside together, both kezayis chatzisesim bevasachas, therefore you have a tziruf in the achila itself, is if that be the case, then according to Reish Lakish, who says that the focus, the emphasis of achila is hanos me'ayim, why isn't it enough to have a tziruf in the me'ayim, even if the b'li'ah was piecemeal? Meaning, even if I grant you that it's impossible to be bolea a full kezayis vasachas for whatever reason, right? Nevertheless, I still think that according to Reish Lakish, even though you swallow a half his eyes and then another half his eyes, you'd be chayav. Why? Because just like Rabbi Yochanan, who requires tzirif in achila, he's able to say that since he's chewing both halves of the zayis together simultaneously, that's mitzarif them in the achila, even in Eivir Menachai. So too, according to Reish Lakish, who needs not anos grono, but anos mayov, he could have it tziruf in the mayayim because there was no equal, and so forth and so on. Kevin sheesh kizayis mayov vasachas kodem sheesh akel. Fine. Is lefichach cholkim hatosvus al Rashi v'yomrim sheikar sheilosa Reish Lakish oisa. Not where he ate half his ayis and then he ate his second half his ayis, but rather Reish Lakish's premise was since Eivir Menachai is a chidush, certainly it was upgaret without a question Reish Lakish's more that he cannot be mitzarif two different achilos into one through the mechanism of tokedei achilos pras. But the question of Reish Lakish was, do we have to get it into his mouth as one kizayis, or is enough that he splits it and takes half into his mouth and then immediately afterwards takes the other half of his eyes into his mouth? Is Efshar, based on this chiddush, it's tzarech sheyovo kulo sholem l'tok piv? And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan answers. Again, here's where Tosfos deviates from Rashi in a very radical way. According to Tosfos, even Rabbi Yochanan admits that you would not be chai feiv menachai until you take the entire kizayis into your mouth without splitting it. But in hichnis sholem lo tok piv, here's where Rabbi Yochanan says l'chumra that you could be chayv and eivir menachai once the entire kizayis went into his mouth as one entity, even though af shaloso, and he chops it up, but l'isa is considered derech achila. And if it's derech achila, then for sure you chayv. If that's the normal and the only way we know of eating, that's for sure chayv and eivir menachai, because the Torah says lo sochlu. The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat eivir menachai. This is achila. Reish Lakish sover lo dai bekach. It's not enough to chew it up. You got to swallow it, chew sholem. And that's the chiddush of eivir menachai. Eivir menachai means sholem when it goes into your mouth and sholem when it goes down to your me'ayin. That's Reish Lakish. So the Gemara asks, how is that possible? In such a case, you should be potter, because if the derech achil is through le'isa, then the universal halach of shalom k'derech achilasin should kick in here, and according to Reish Lakish, shouldn't be chayev. And the Gemara answers that there's only one case, one anatomical structure, a little bone, which you swallow whole without chewing it. And that's the case where you're chayev for Ephraim. So let's Rabosai make a sort of like a flow chart here and calculate the differences between Rashi's pshat and Tosfos's pshat. The first difference is that according to Rashi, if you cut up the Eivir Menachai outside of the Achila, right before the Achila, the preliminary state, you would be chayav because there was a Le'isa Bevasachas. That's where Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says, no, everybody agrees that you need lekicha l'tok piv of a kizayis b'vasachas, and therefore, chilko mibachutz is potter. How does Rashi learn chilko mibachutz? Rashi says chilko mibachutz, and here Tosfos would not agree lahalacha, he's just rejecting this interpretation of chilko mibachutz. Rashi says that chilko b'chutz means what we call kizayis b'techiyus pras, meaning he ate a half kizayis, then he ate another half kizayis within a very short period of time, but there were two distinct achilos, and the normal chiddush of halacha Moshe v'Sinai of kedei achiyus pras is suspended with regard to Eivir Menachai. That's called chilko b'chutz potter according to Rashi. Tosfos says that was never even a discussion. That wasn't a question and answer in this dialogue between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knew up front that the halacha Moshe v'Sinai of kizayis v'techiyus pras is inapplicable to Eivir Menachai, and certainly in a case we had two separate achilos of a half a zayis each, you would be potter in Eivir Menachai. That was upgrade. That was a milsa de pshita going to Tosfos. But Tosfos says chilku b'chutz means once you split the Eivir Menachai into two halves outside of outside of the goof, meaning before he takes the topiv, then even though he chews it together, vasachas, that's called chilkom b'chutz. So that what he does is he takes into his mouth a half his eyes, then immediately takes into his mouth another half his eyes, chews them up together. Rashi would say you're chayav for such a thing. And Tosas say you're pot. Rashi says you're chayav because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a tziruf le'isa. That means a tziruf in the achil itself. I don't need the kizayis with the achil's pras. There's a simultaneity in the achil of a full kizayis. Whereas Tosfos says no, that the chiddush of Avraham and Achai goes even further and requires what he calls a shame Avraham and Achai before he takes it into his mouth. And that shame Avraham and Achai Tosfos identifies as a full kizayis, undivided, whole.
Even Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan.
And that's what Chilkom b'chutz potter, even Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get to Chilkom mibifnim. Rashi holds that Chilkom mibifnim means that he took a half a zayis of Avraham and Achai, put it into his mouth, put another. Just one second. Sorry. He took a full kizayis of Avraham and Achai into his mouth, and now he chews it up and swallows it piecemeal. That's the key. Tosfos would say that in that case, if he chews it up, he can swallow it in one fell kizayis, even according to Reish Lakish. And the Gemara's objection, therefore, according to Reish Lakish, how do you have an achil of Avraham Achai, is totally out of place. There's no problem in swallowing a complete chewed up Avraham Achai. However, Tosfos says the following, and here's where Rashi disagrees and he yells and screams. Tosfos says that according to Reish Lakish, Le'isa will undermine the Chiyuv Avraham and Achai. Meaning, Rashi would argue with Tosfos according to Reish Lakish. Until now, we've been talking about Rabbi Yochanan, where he splits it up and eats it and puts it into his mouth and chews the whole size together. Rashi says, you're Chayiv according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Tosfos says, you're Potter according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have another machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in the context of Reish Lakish. And that is a case where he skips over the Le'isa. Rashi holds as long as the Blia was Bevasachas, Reish Lakish says Yechayev. Just that the Gemara thinks that Bevitzius, in reality, you can't do such, it's humanly impossible, but theoretically, if you did so, you would be Chayev. Tosis says, on the other hand, Reish Lakish would say you're Potter in that case. Because it's ain't derech achila b'kach. There's no such thing as an achila without a le'isa. Every achila requires le'isa. So let's go over this according to Rashi, chilko mifnim, according to Tosfos, chilko mifnim. Rashi would say chilko mifnim means that according to Reish Lakish, you need a bli of vasachas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says Rashi, no. All you need is a le'isa b'vasachas. Le'isa is achila, that's called hanos grono, and once you have the full kizai subject to a simultaneous le'isa or achila, then you have the tziruf achila of a full kizai. Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, says no. You need hanos me'ayin, which means right before it goes down to the beis ha'blia, by tzomach le'beis ha'blia me'achorav, that has to have an entire kizayis, which means that according to Rashi, I don't mind, it doesn't bother me according to Reish Lakish if you chew it up, but the main thing is chewing it up is not going to be mitzarif one achil according to Reish Lakish, but rather you need a bliya b'vasachas according to mitzarif it according to Rashi, and the Gemara holds that that's physically impossible. Tosfos holds chilko mibifnim mahu, and Reish Lakish says you're potter for an entirely different reason. Tosfos says it's not the way Rashi has, because it's physically impossible to get the bliya of asachas, but rather it's halachically improper, so to speak, invalid to have a bliya of asachas, because you need a le'isa to make it derech achilos. Now, according to Rashi, how does Bliya Bavasachas solve Reish Lakish's problem? And here too we find a difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that if there was a Bliya Bivasachas, that itself is a mitzarif. If on the other hand, again, we're Rashi and Reish Lakish, you chewed it up and swallowed a piecemeal, then although there was achilas grono that would be mitzarif into an achil, that's not enough for Reish Lakish. You need a bliya bavasachas. And that's physically impossible. Tosfos says, what do you mean, bliya bavasachas? Reish Lakish doesn't whisper a word about bliya bavasachas. According to Reish Lakish, the mitzarif we need anos me'ayim of his eyes. So therefore, according to Tosfos, if he chews it up and it goes down into his me'ayim, and he has in his me'ayim at the end of this talich, he has a full kizayis, that itself is a mitzayif according to Reish Lakish. Tosfos therefore says that we have a serious problem, and that is, why does the Gemara object to the possibility of bliya bavasachas? According to Reish Lakish, there is a bliya bavasachas. And not only that, the bliya bavasachas will set up a siruf of hanos me'ayim of one full kezias. So it's physically possible and halachically valid. The answer is, comes on Tosfos with the radical chiddush, and this is against Rashi, that Reish Lakish requires skipping the state of bliya, of leisa. There is no feasibility, halachically. I mean, there is no viability, or validity, I should say, to a bliya bavasachas that follows a le'isa, because the le'isa itself splits up the achila into its parts, and there is no mitzarif. That's the chiddush of Reish Lakish. If that be the case, then what are you going to have over here? You're going to have a case where he puts the entire kezias into his mouth for vasachas, he swallows the entire kezias for vasachas, then he skips le'isa. The Gemara says that shalom kederach achilosa, and therefore he should be bought. And the Gemara therefore is forced to assume that according to Reish Lakish, the only case in which Yechayev for Avraham and Achai is this gremaisa de zeirosa, which it's dark over kach, it's normal to swallow it, the vasach. And now what we want to study is the end of this footnote, the attempts made by the Achronim to defend Rashi against Tosfos' question. First, we start with the Teferes Yaakov. We've mentioned him many times in the Shiurim, and he writes that the answer to the first kasha of Tosfos on Rashi is that Stam Avram and Achai Yesh Bo Gidin Vatsamos. You're talking about the possibility of the Beis HaBliya being large enough to swallow a kezias without killing you, right? You can survive it. You don't have to call 911 or whatever it is, right? He says, Laficha kasha lebolo vasachas. He says, ain't it? Other things that have a soft nature to them, a soft texture, you can swallow vasachas. And you can get down a kezias in one gulp. But in the case of something that has gidin vatsamos, it's going to be very dangerous to do so. The Chasam Sofer offers a different answer. He says, Enochinami, it's possible to swallow a kezias vasachas, as Tosfos proves from the Gemara at the end of Yuma. Aval eno bor, who's going to know whether he did so? In other words, you need two eidim to testify against the person that he's liable for malchus under a criminal act. Well, how can they testify that they saw that? Normally, people don't swallow a full kezias vasachas, even though it's physically possible, and therefore the eidim will always have to be in a suffering situation. You know, they don't have X-ray vision. And that's what the Gemara is asking. According to Reish Lakish, in what mitzvah, in what scenario can we say that as a result of the witnessing, the testimony of two witnesses, we can flog him, you know, on the 39 Malkus and assume that he was Boleb Vasachas? And the Gemara answers that if I have something which normally is swallowed, then the Edom have every right, swallowed Vasachas, the Edom have every right to assume that that's exactly what he did. That's all as far as the first kasha is concerned. So again, Rabosa have two mahalchim to explain the first to explain the Gemara's kasha. How could he possibly swallow a kezias vasachas? Either number one, since it's Avraham and Achai, which is gidin vatsamos, it's impossible to swallow vasachas. Or alternatively, it's possible to swallow Vasachas, but how would the Edom ever be able to establish that he did so? Now we get to the second Kashin Tos. Vakusha Shnia, Tirei Sachsam Sofer, Shema Shagmar Omer Shodas Reish Lokish, Tzorach Shetehe Achilas Meov. The Gemara assumes that as long as in the intestines he's got a full, you know, he's benefiting from a full Kizayas, that's sufficient. And therefore, Tos objects to Rashi. So, what's Reish Lakish's p'tur over here? So, what if he's if he chews it up and he's bolea bezechas at piecemeal? That shouldn't bother Reish Lakish one iota because there's a tziruf in the meayim. Tos says, "Ein akevana." That's not what the Gemara means. Meayov mamish. It doesn't really mean the meayim. Ella derech yiridaso lemeayov. This is the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer.
He's basically saying, like, eating is one process that starts from outside the mouth until it reaches his eye.
Till it goes into the esophagus, if you follow that. In other words, the critical point here is when the food enters into the esophagus, not when it goes down into the stomach. And therefore, Reish Lakish puts the emphasis on shleimus of a full kizayis at the moment that it's going to go down into the meayim. Visham, lo nifkashim shnei chatzei hazesim. You know, we get to the point of Derech Yiridas Lemeyov, if he's chewing it up and swallowing it piecemeal, then there's no connection here. There's no complete kizayis that's going down into his meayim. V'chein muchach miloshen Rashi shekosav kishu yored letof meyov. The emphasis is on its way down. And then he adds another point. Rashi huchach lefarish kain mipnei she'im noma kidivrei tos shachilu miserefes av meayim atzmi kain afilu ma'achol kizayis b'yosef echtei achilus pras. There's a gvaldig akash over here. Let's say, for example, he eats piecemeal a kizayis spread over a long period of time. Let's call it a half hour. It still is tokidei equal within those parameters of equal in the meayim. If the tziruf is in the meayim, then forget about kizai svechachilz pras. We don't even need kizai svechachilz pras. The tziruf is in the meayim. So I thought the answer to that question is that you need an achila plus a tziruf, and the achila has to be mitzarif the two chatzi zaysim. It's not enough that in the meayim. So in the Maisa Achila, you need an Achila of a Chatzi Zayis at time T1, and then less than 8 minutes passed until he ate the second Zayis at time T2. But the Chassam Sofer is assuming that if the Mechayev here is Hanos Meayim, then you don't even need a Mitzarif in the Achila. All you need is the Mitzarif in the Meayim, and that Hanos Meayav because Zayis is enough to engender a Chiyuv for two different Achilos, which is a pretty radical thing.
Isn't the Meayim the Achila? Isn't he defining that as Achila?
I can define Me'ayim as Hana, you know, in terms of what benefit, you know, it's worth to me X amount of money on the market, you know, to have this pleasure that my stomach is, I feel satiated, you know. Then I would say, okay, if the Achil is only a method, it's only a means to achieve a Savata, then if I ate two half a Zaysen within a half hour, I have a Savata. But if there's an emphasis here on the achila, then I would have said without some sort of, you need an achila that leads to and culminates in a hanos meayim. But just the mitzarif two in the meayim, I don't know what that means. You know, I was thinking about onik Shabbos, for example. You know, we have to eat three sudos on Shabbos. A person starts his suuda, and it takes him a long time till he finishes eating the suuda. Maybe you could say this Hanos Meayim because the mitzvah is Oneg Shabbos. It's not a separate halach of Achila. But when the Torah redefines Achila, then Hanos Meayim is not enough without an Achila. Let's say, for example, on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of Achila. So I don't know, you know, would it be enough that he has Hanos Meayim even if it's Shalom Kidei Achilas Pras, outside Kidei Achilas Pras? Maybe you could say that there's no mitzvah achila on Erev Yom Kippur. It's just the opposite of inui. Right? It says, betisha be'erev. Right? V'nisa v'sashal sechem betisha be'erev. So the Torah says that the flip side of that is eating on the 9th of Tishrei. It doesn't mean eating in the technical sense of achila. It means not to create. It means that there's a chiyuv on erev Yom Kippur to create a hanas me'ayin. Then I would accept the chassam sofer that even within a longer span of time, you can be mitzarif in the me'ayin. Onik Shabbos achil on erev Yom Kippur. I don't know for Tainus, for example. I don't know. You know, what's mafkia Tainus? A mais achilo or anos me'ayin? Here too, I could hear the svar of the chassam sofer that maybe the achil is not critical, but just the Tainus means you should have an inui, which is antithetical to anos me'ayin, and it would be enough to break your fast up if you. But in poskim, it says something about spreading it out. Let's say a chol has to eat on a Tainus. Yeah, whatever it means, you have to split it into small achilos of outside of kidei achilos pras. But what about the anos me'ayim? The answer is that there has to be a mais achilo to be mitzarif two achilos, each one of less than exais you need, toch kidei achilos pras. There's a tshuva in the Tzam Sofer which I can't find. He's quoting the Tzam Sofer in Chidushim. But I once gave a shir many, many zillions of years ago on a tshuva the Tzam Sofer. And if I could only find that, I'd be a happy camp. Okay, Rabbi, so we have 15 minutes to finish the parish.
Just a very, very small question. So is the machloket between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, when does the process of achila actually terminate?
I'm not sure if the word terminate is the word I would choose. I would choose what is achila, and it's defined.
We all agree that the achila is, when it's outside, that it enters the mouth, it needs to be a full kizayit.
In Eivra Menachah. Right. Okay, good. No, we're not dealing with universal achila. We're talking about Eivra Menachah. Yeah.
And once it's been chewed, that's already considered only by the Rabbi Yochanan that the process of achila is finished, and now it can be broken up. Whereas Reish Lakish says, "No, I need it to be actually enter the Beit HaBliyah as a full kezayit." So it's like they're talking about a continuous. It's not that where the process starts the achila. They all agree that the process, as it enters, it needs to be a full kezayit. And then the question is, does it terminate with the chewing, or does it terminate as it enters the Beit HaBliyah? Is that
correct? The only thing is, with Tosis, it's a little tricky because I don't want to say it terminates with the Beit HaBliyah according to Reish Lakish, because I want to say that the Beit HaBliyah defines the Achil. It's not termination. The reason why I get a little bit nervous about the word termination is because then you're assuming that there is a middle stage called Le'isa, and Tosis wants to skip over the Le'isa. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Le'isa is the Achil. And what happens afterwards is irrelevant. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, on the other hand, forget about the Le'isa. Le'isa becomes irrelevant, and the B'liyah becomes critical. In fact, the Le'isa is going to undermine the Chiyuv of Eivra Menachah. That's why I don't want to use the word terminate, because terminate sounds like a talich.
That's what I'm saying.
You have Shlav Aleph, Shlav Bet, Shlav Gimel. But that's not true according to Tosfos and Reish Lakish, because If you're gonna indicate, well, Rabbi Yochanan has Shlav Aleph, Shlav Bet, and Reish Lakish and Shlav Gimel, that's not really accurate, because according to Reish Lakish, you have to skip over Shlav Bet. It's not that you develop from Shlav Bet to Shlav Gimel.
But he's saying it, during the whole process, it needs to be a full kezayit. So,
but yeah, I would even go a step further, Zev. I would say that it's not that the Le'isa is part of the process, but on the contrary, Le'isa undermines the process.
Because if
you're talking about termination, then you're saying, well, he got the advokan, v'chavani kilu mishtachlel or mitpateach v'yeshit patchut. I'm afraid to say termination because that implies it patchut, in which the le'isa is also part of the achil. No, Reish Lakish wants to say the le'isa does everything but undermine the achil. It's antithetical.
Because it's no longer kizayit.
And therefore the Gemara says, well, how can you have a b'liyah without any le'isa? That's shelo kedark. So Gemara says, Enochinami, I have to find a case where I solve the problem of Shalom Kedarko, but I'm chayev not for Le'isa that culminates in Blia, but rather for Blia without a Le'isa. That's what I understood Tosis. So that's why I'm a little bit inhibited about using the word termination. You follow what I mean? On the other hand, I can tolerate the word termination in Rabbi Yochanan according to Tosis, but even so, I think it's a little bit misleading, because Rabbi Yochanan is not saying that the process of achila terminates with le'isa, but I think what he's saying is that but achila equals le'isa. The le'isa itself is the achila. And the Gemara is going to even discuss the possibility, as we'll soon see if we get a chance. I don't know, we're running a little short of time, so we may have to add another Monday here. That if you chew it and then spit it out, you might be chayiv according to Rav Yochanan. Why? Because it's achila equals le'isa. You know, and if it's le'isa, I don't care what happens after le'isa. You could vomit it forth and you might be chayiv. Let's just see Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Omar. Now Rabbi Lezer is the most machmir in Avram and Achai. In that sense, Rabbi Lezer is going to bridge the gap between Avram and Achai and Kol Yisurei Torah. Is afilu chilko mi bachutz na machai? It doesn't bother me if he eats half a kezias and then another half a kezias. Now, I would like to interpret Rabbi Elazar first and foremost according to Tosfos. So I'm going to switch around the order, because I think Tosfos is much simpler here. Again, because according to Tosfos, up until Rabbi Elazar, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that you've got to take the full kezias of Avram and Achai into your mouth. Vasachas. That's where Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Why? He says, who cares about Chilko? Why? That's only Mechusar Kreva. Mechusar Kreva means that he didn't take the two kezesim and place it into his mouth simultaneously. And what's the story of Mechusar Kreva? How do we define it? Lav ki Mechusar Maisa Dami. That's not considered as if he didn't do the Maisa. I'll give you an example, Rabosai. The Gemara says in Perek HaBone, in Shabbos, with regard to Meleches Ksiva, that you could write one os on a board and write another os on another board, and that's called Mechusar Kreva. Even though, again, in Ksiva you need to be able to read the two letters as one, as a word. The Gemara even asks, how can you write one Aleph and then another Aleph, what word? And the Gemara says, Aleph, Aleph, Ezreka. You know, there's a word in the Tanakh that has two Alephs in it. Be that as it may, in the fact that he wrote two Osios had two different boards, then Lechora they're not read together. And the Gemara goes into this whole same discussion here about Mechusar Kreva, meaning that basically the two letters could be read together. There's nothing preventing you from doing so, just that you need Kreva to place them together. And that's not called Mechusar Maisa. It's not as if he's lacking a Maisa. Or, for example, in Get, for example, you know, a man has to give a Get to a woman in a way that it's not Mechusar Maisa. So, for example, if he writes the get on the horn of an animal, right, then you need it's Mechusar Ktsitsa. You know, those are discussions about Mechusar Maisa. But if it's only Mechusar Kreva, which means you don't really have to do a physical change in order to get the two together, it's only a matter of moving them together. They in and of themselves, they join together. There's no barrier or blockage between them. That, according to Rabbi Lazar, is enough to be mechayev you. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, if you put into your mouth a half a zayis of Avram and Achai, then you put into your mouth another half a zayis of Avram and Achai, you're chayev for such a thing. Correct? Because then it's considered like you ate the two chatzi zayisim together and you're chayev. That all works out beautifully according to Tosfos, who says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that if you split the Avram and Achai and put half into your mouth and the other half into your mouth, you're potter. That's where Rabbi Lozer disagrees. But now let's learn the sugya according to Rashi. Because Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you split the two on the outside, which is called Chilko Mibachutz, you'd be chayef as long as you chew them up together in your mouth simultaneously. And we're only suspending the tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras. So then what was Rabbi Lozer adding to Rabbi Yochanan? What was he saying that we wouldn't have known according to Rabbi Yochanan? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mechusar Kravish and Esrachu Zemi Zema'at Mechusar Maisa Nami Shalo Achal Elo Chatzi Zayis. Now, I don't know, there's a gimel here. Do you see that gimel? What is that gimel? I don't know if you have the same letters that I have here. Tzorach lomar kimi. Mechusar maisa kimi shalo achal ela chatzi Chatzi Zayas. Now, could it be, therefore, that according to Rashi, Reb Elazar is rejecting the halacha of Chiddushu? Remember, we said that because of Chiddush, the halacha of Moshe B'Sinai of Kizayis Techlis Pras does not apply to Avraham Achai. Maybe Reb Elazar is rejecting that point, and even if he chews up a Chatzi Zayis, swallows it, and then chews up the second Chatzi Zayis, Yochayev, and therefore, we apply the principle of Kizayis Bechdei Achilles Pras. So I want to point out to you another Chiddush here of the Chassam Sofer, which you'll have on footnote Yudal, but it didn't come out too well on the page. So I'll just read it to you from here. He says, Kosav Chassam Sofer, Shegam Rabbi Loza Sofer, Shamrinan V'Evram Nachai Ein Lecha Bo El Mishas Chiddush of V'Elech. Rabbi Loza is not meaning to reject that principle of Chiddush with regard to Evram Nachai. So what happens is, says Rabbi Lozar, where am I going to reject Kizayis Techilas Pras that Halacha Mishnah and apply Chiddush? Let's say Nevela. You give me a half of Kizayis Nevela. Not me, but somebody else, right? And he eats the half of Kizayis Nevela. Fine. Then you give him another half of Kizayis Nevela. After he swallowed the first half of Kizayis. Well, it was Tokedech Tfilas Pras Yechai. Says Rabbi Elazar, in that case, you're potter. If you had the two Kizayisim in front of you, I'm sorry, the two Chatzi Kizayisim in front of you, then Rabbi Elazar says that you're chayev, even if you eat the first kezayis first and the second kezayis second, according to Rashi. And that's a case where Rabbi Yochanan would say you're potter, because Rabbi Yochanan requires that there be an achila tzimcha achila chula isa, and that you don't have because you've already eaten the first kezayis, and then you eat the second kezayis. That's see if you could have, as long as you have in front of you both chatzi zaysen. So it works like this. If we would apply the universal comparison, then im lo hayu lefanav el chatzis ayis v'ochlo v'akachei v'yu lefanav od chatzis ayis v'ochlo b'tokadei shiachil pras, that's where we have the contrast between Shari Surim and Avraham and Achai, because Avraham and Achai is a chiddush and they're not mitzarev. Avol kishishneim lefanav, he has both chatzis ayis lefanav and he eats it. But Zechar said, even in Avraham and Achai is chayv. Because what are you going to say? But, you know, the two half of Zaysim were not together, correct? It doesn't matter. Because it's as if they are together. Because the principle of Mechusar Kreva, Lav Ki Mechusar Maisen Domi. Meaning there's nothing separating the two Kizaysim. If you only had one half of Zaysim and you ate it, then that's Mechusar Maisa, and there's no connection between that and the other half of Zayis, except for the Halach of Kizdei Achilas Pras, which was suspended with regard to Avraham and Achai. But if on the other hand you have both half of Zayisim in front of you, and there's nothing separating the two, he could have equally, just as well, he could have eaten both half of Zayisim together simultaneously. Ella what? He didn't do the Kreva, it was Mechusar Kreva. That's not considered Mechusar Maisa. And if we don't have to be Mitzarev the two achilos in one leisa, one achilo of asachas, he can have an achilo of a chatzis eyes and then achilo second eyes. He's got it all in front of him. Rabosa, you're familiar with the phrase pas basalo, which literally means he's got a basket. He's got the bread in his basket. I think the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't quote this phrase, but this concept. But I think that's what he's operating with. He's saying, look, you have both chatzis eisim in front of you. There's nothing preventing you from eating them together, the vasachas. You decided, for whatever reason, you know, you're a slow eater, you want to eat half his ice and then another half his ice. That's fine. Because it's possible, so you had the potential of joining together the two half his ice. And that's called Mechusar Maisa. That's called Mechusar Kreva, which is Lavke Mechusar Maisa. We'll just read one more line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Om Rav Shimon Lakish Kizayis Sha'omru Chutz Mishal Bein Hashinayim." If you left part of the Kizayis between your teeth and you never swallowed it, then you're not chayav because you didn't swallow a kezayis. This sounds like a shlokish lishitasa that everything depends upon what goes down into your stomach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af in bein hashinayim. You could also add the bein hashinayim. All you need is leisa. Leisa equals achila. So that which is caught in between your teeth, you chewed it. You didn't swallow it. It's irrelevant. You had a chewing and a leisa, which equals achila of a full kezayis. Rabbi Papa can't tolerate this. Rabbi Yochanan. No, we have to reinterpret Rabbi Yochanan. Bishel Bein Hashinayim, if he swallowed less than a kezayis, and let's say a fraction of that kezayis was left between his teeth, Kuli Avol, hopefully everybody agrees, your partner, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. It's not enough to have a le'isa of a kezayis. Ki pligi Bein Hashinayim. You need not only le'isa, but you need hanas garon. So you have part of the Eivrim and Achai, and most Rishonim learn that this applies to all Yisurim. So let's say even a part of, let's say, Chadosh, right? So part of the bread that's Chadosh gets stuck on the top of your palate, you never swallowed it. Oh, that's Machlokas. Marso, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hare Nene Grono B'Kezayis. As far as what's in his mouth, again, that he doesn't have any enough from that which goes in between his teeth, but that which is in his palate, that is considered achila, and he has a full kezayis worth of achila. Marasov Reish Lakish holds achila v'me'av be'inon. The definition of achila is what goes down into his me'ayim, that which gets stuck in his palate and doesn't go down, cannot be mitzurf to the kezayis. He never had an achila of kezayis, because again, Rabbi Yochanan defines achila by that which is enjoyable to the mouth. Reish Lakish defines achila as that which is enjoyable to satiate the stomach. So the nafkamina is going to be that which gets stuck in the chalichayim. But says Rav Papa, that which gets stuck between the teeth, that itself, even according to Rav Yochanan, is not mitzvah to kezayis, because that's not even hanoas garon. Hanoas garon means that the whole mouth enjoys it and sucks out the juice and the taste. You can get a taste and it doesn't go down, but it gets stuck in the palate. But that which goes directly between the teeth, that he didn't enjoy. That wasn't part of his. I wish everyone Shabbat Shalom.